Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Inside Scoop Live. This is one of many features presented to you by Reader Views. I'm your host, Gail Campbell. Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Today, I'm chatting with Bishop Bernard Jordan about his book, The Laws of Thinking, 20 Secrets to Using the Divine Power of Your Mind to Manifest Prosperity. This is a powerful book, powerful subject. But before we dive into the book, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Bishop Jordan. He is considered nothing less than a modern-day prophet. In 1989, clearly 16 years before it happened, he predicted Hurricane Katrina, which we all know had a devastating effect on the entire Gulf Coast and most especially the people of New Orleans. He is sought after by nations around the world for his accurate prophecies. He has also prophesied the word of the Lord to literally millions of people. He is the founder of Zoe Ministries in New York City, which is a prophetic gathering with a vision to impact the globe with Christ's message of liberation. He has been on NBC's Today Show, Fox 5, Good Day New York, CNN, and many others. Bishop Jordan holds his doctorate in religious studies and has self-published several best-selling books. Bishop Jordan, welcome to the show.
God bless you, Gail, and I am glad to be here today with you.
It is. This is a powerful subject. We had the chance to chat a few minutes beforehand, and this is a powerful subject. And so I'm going to ask you if you would, in your own words, in your own way, tell the audience the essence of your book.
Yes, The Laws of Thinking teaches you 20 secrets to using the divine power of your mind to manifest prosperity. And what we do with the book is that we've broken down, we've taken 20 different laws. We have, first of all, the law of becoming. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. Then we have the law of spirit, the law of attraction is here, the law of writing, the law of risk, the law of habit, the law of passion, the law of the vow, and many other laws that are right here in this book. And then we teach people, if you can think it up, you can think it down. See, once it manifests in your thoughts, Gail, then it can materialize in your life. And so through the laws of thinking, we teach them these truths. They don't violate Scripture.
That's
they're
right.
In the Bible. They're rooted in sacred text. And yet, they're really nothing new under the sun. The Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. It's just that man is starting to become reawakened to who they originally were in God.
That's right, and as we indicated to each other a little earlier, you know, we're living in a world that is it seems like it's getting smaller because it's so much easier to be in touch with people halfway around the world.
Oh, yes, and a matter of fact, the world, as I say all the time, has become a village. Just think, you through the Internet today, I mean, we have live streaming on our website at bishopjordan.com where we teach 24 hours on the laws of thinking here. But just think, you yourself, I mean, you're reaching people all over the United States and Canada and no doubt the United Kingdom.
20-plus other countries around the world.
All around the world. Mm-hmm. You're able to touch and impact people with your thought and message, and then they're able to respond to your thoughts and message and impact you with their thoughts and their message as well.
That's right. And this is not a violation of Scripture. Many in some groups characterize material like yours as new thought and new age. And yet we can laugh about that because it's not new.
No, it isn't.
It's just characterized a little differently, captured a little differently.
Yes, and when we begin to look at one verse of Scripture here in Proverbs 23:7, which I know that should be familiar with some of the people that might be listening today. It says that as a man thinketh in his what? Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So is he. And we cover this in the laws of thinking because you are your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we all know that thoughts are things. We could even take it even further than that about you are your thoughts and thoughts are things. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart. And where most people are missing it, you know, sometimes people say, well, you're saying here that you can just think and get rich. That is true, but you got to think correctly. You can't think from your head. You got to think from your heart. You got to think from your feelings, because if there's no full feeling, there is no fulfillment. And you got to get full of the feeling before you can get full of the filling.
Do you also embrace the concept of putting feet to your prayers?
Almost definitely. All prayers must have corresponding action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we begin to see, and now let me just give scripture for this, faith without works is dead. See, all of this is rooted in ancient text.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's rooted right here in scripture. So now, yes, you must give feet to your prayer. That's why we cover in the laws of thinking the law of habit. There's a habit. Because, see, what you do habitually shows that you're carving out a destiny. Okay, there's the law of mind. Once it gets into your mind, then your hands and feet need to work towards it. So everything must have corresponding action. There must be a call to action, and until you act, it is illegal, or it is not going to act on your behalf until you act on its behalf.
That is so true, and I know so many people who believe that once they've transcended, so to speak, into we'll call it New Age thought, that all they have to do is pray and then just sit and wait.
No.
And a lot of us look at them like, why are you just sitting there?
Right.
You know? And, of course, you said something powerful as well, and that is that nothing happens without starting with a thought.
Exactly. Everything begins with thought.
Everything.
Well, we see that in St. John chapter 1 and verse 1. And you know, this is really great because, see, I'm able to get here and show where this stuff is rooted. In the beginning was the Word,
mm-hmm.
and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was thought.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and then we begin to see in verse 14 of St. John 1, and the Word was made flesh, or and thought was made flesh. Until we can start to see thoughts being made flesh, we're not moving into the picture of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, everything is a call to action. Everything originates in thought. Everything happens in mind, and nothing moves in life until the mind moves it.
And this is also a good place to let the audience know that your book is filled with Bible scriptures. So this is, you know, call it whatever you want to. This is a book that is taking a lot of, as you called it, ancient scripture and incorporated it into your book to help people awaken to their part of the process.
Yes. A matter of fact, we start out in the first chapter, The Law of Becoming, and teach people who they really are. And we teach people that ye are gods. And we go into scripture, we give them Psalms 82 and verse 6. You can read that. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. St. John chapter 10 and verse 34, where Jesus says, is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? And we take people this way. It says, if you're really born again, we know everything comes after its kind, Gale. We know that dogs beget dogs, cats begets cats, monkeys beget monkeys, God begets gods. So if God himself is a creator, then he had to create other creators. We are co-creators with our Heavenly Father, not standing apart from him, but true atonement, which is at one mint, standing at one or in one in him.
Mm-hmm. Bishop, what would you say to those listening who are clinging with the death grip to the old scripture and feeling or believing in some way that what you've incorporated into this by what you've just said in terms of the fact that we're all co-creators and gods in effect ourselves, what would you say to those who believe that rhetoric or that thought is one that creates a lot of misunderstanding on parts of people who would then take that and behave badly or make bad choices that would hurt other people?
Well, I would say, number one, you know, the scripture says, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. And therefore, when we start to understand that everything is done in him, through him, that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now, you do have the power of will. You can make choices. You can make a good choice or a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, the law is going to work. Just like right now, we're all walking on the planet. The law of gravity is at work. But if you get on the top of a roof and jump down, the law of gravity is still going to work.
That's right.
And you pay the consequences unless you take another law when you get ready to jump, and that's the law of lift, and you have a plane that is able to take you up into the sky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we understand these laws, and we keep everything in balance. But one of the things that we understand, if we are members of the body of Christ, then Christ does not have a, his head does not have a different name than his body. And therefore, we bring people into that identity, because when you know who you are, then you know what you are attracting.
That I so believe that. I so completely believe that. Because you're not saying, and we're not saying, that you can't have free will or make choices. All we're, and with every choice, as you already said, every choice comes with a corresponding reaction.
Exactly. You have a corresponding action. And a matter of fact, we always leave off with every program that destiny is not left up to chance. It is a matter of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So while some people say, you know, even as a prophet, I prophesy to many people, they says, well, is this going to definitely happen? And I have to look back at them, to them, and say to them the same words that Jesus said, according to your faith, be it done unto you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, it's according to your faith. Well, we can look at a scripture here where we can look at a story here where the children of Israel was led out of Egypt and was told they were going to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come they didn't go into the promised land right away? Because of their unbelief.
That's
they
right.
They believed themselves away from it. So everything has to have the right kind of corresponding action.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to match your feelings with the thought that is coming from the mind of God. And if you can't match it, you will not have a marriage, nor can you produce the results.
And isn't it wonderful to know that, I mean, and the Old Testament is a beautiful example of how many times when the Jews were leaving Egypt, how many times during that 40-plus year period did they make bad choices? And how many times again did God give them another chance to come to terms with their faith, with a faith and belief in him?
Exactly. A matter of fact, and you want to, and Gail, you want to know what their sin was. I'm going to tell you what their sin was. And we know sin simply means missing the mark.
Right.
Their sin was that they did not have an appetite for grapes.
An appetite for?
Grapes.
Grapes.
They did, see, the land had was a land that had grapes and that flowed with milk and honey.
Mm.
If you don't have an appetite for the success, see, if the problem becomes larger than the appetite, then the appetite is killed. Unless you have a hunger, you will not move into that desired state of mind.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yes.
That's
and this is what we teach in the Laws of Thinking. This book is going to revolutionize. I mean, if you go on Amazon.com right now, at the time we've done this taping, we have 113 people that have commented on this book. This book has only been out for a few weeks. It has already gone New York Times bestseller.
Great.
And so it was New York Times on the New York Times bestseller for 2 weeks. And this is just amazing because this is just, I mean, the book just came out February 1st, and already people are getting it. It's circulating, it's getting into communities, and I'm just glad that as a bishop in the church that I was able to communicate, says, hold it, there's really no secret.
That's right.
It's no secret. It's been here all the time. You are probably just listening for the first time, but God has been speaking this stuff for millennia.
Well, Ed, that is so true. It reminds me of the poem, Footsteps. You know, we tend to think something is brand new when the reality is it's been around for a long time. We are just finally at a different place, enough of a different place in our lives to be able to see it or hear it.
Exactly. And see, that's what reality is. See, the object of our attention becomes the reality of our world.
And that's very, very true, folks.
Yes. And so what are you giving attention to? Whatever you give attention to, so right now, we're telling people the laws of thinking. You know what? Enough people hear that, guess what's going to happen? Because this is what I heard in my spirit. When this book gets into 1 million people's hands, there's going to be a shift in consciousness across America and around the world.
Mm.
Because we've become a nation and a race of people, the human race, where we've been a race of security conscious, fear conscious,
mm-hmm.
instead of becoming innovative and creative. And because we lost that creativity, it's like we stopped growing, and we stopped growing on a planet because we became security based. You can't grow when you're security minded because men's heart failed them because of fear.
I so believe that. And of course, you know, globally we're seeing so much evidence of that.
Yes.
People who are almost reverting back to some basic instincts because they're so afraid there's not enough. They're so afraid that someone's going to get more than they have a shot at getting. They're so afraid someone's going to take something away from them.
Right. And on the planet that God has created or higher power has created, however people want to say it today,
right,
there is more than enough. There is an abundance. There is no lack in the universe.
It's only in our own limited thinking.
Exactly. And as long as the mind is limited, you will have limitations in your experience, because what we've got to do, we've got to get to the place where we replace money with imagination.
I like that.
Because imagination is creation.
Well, Bishop, you're so right on all this. And I want to ask you at this point, I mean, to me it seems pretty obvious, but why did you write this? Why did you write this now?
Well, the reason I wrote this, I've been teaching this for years. You know, I'm African American,
mm-hmm,
and I reach into definitely the urban markets, and
mm-hmm,
I've traveled across the country. And I've noticed that there's people that love church, love God, love going to church, love God, but they were still poor. They were still living in places where they were renting. They were never owning. I said, wait a minute. You're not looking like the Heavenly Father. If you say that you're a child of God, then if you're a child and God is your Father, you should start looking like your Father. And your Father is prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Your Father is able to be what he want to be, do what he want to do, have what he want to have. Why are you struggling? And what I found out, people had developed a relationship with God, but they didn't know the spiritual laws that activated the kingdom of God. And that's why I started going through the scriptures. And I mean, this is just 20 laws, but there are probably thousands, maybe even millions of laws we're going to find out. But these are the laws that I was able to activate to begin to get manifestation in my life, and I'm able to live well. I've done well for myself. I'm able to go on television. And I tell people that money is not evil. Money just magnifies what you already are. It's a neutral force waiting for someone to grab a hold of it correctly. And once you get a hold of money, then money begins to amplify your voice and amplify who you are as a being.
That's right. Money is actually another gift from God.
Oh, yes.
Something
spiritual.
That we are supposed to do great and wonderful things with.
Yes, and it's also spiritual. You listen here. You would never, you will find a person that is really spiritual. They will be prosperous. But you won't find a person that is poor that is spiritual.
Hear that, folks? Wow, that's profound, and I think it's absolutely, totally correct.
Yeah, because, see, once you start coming into true spirituality, you're going to manifest. Now, someone might say, well, I know someone that is spiritual, and they just happen to live in a 3,000-square-foot house. They don't live in a 25,000. And when you ask that person that's spiritual, it's because that was by choice.
Exactly. Look at Mother Teresa.
Yeah, exactly. But you can never say Mother Teresa was poor.
That's right.
Look how she influences the world.
That's right. And she certainly never, ever thought of herself as poor.
No. And if she was, she could have never did the things she did in Calcutta. She
right.
could have never had the media or the press the way she had it. And that's what we've got to learn about prosperity. When you are truly a spiritual person, you will demonstrate prosperity. And what is prosperity? Being able to be what I want to be, do what I want to do, have what I want to have.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, I so totally agree with that. I know we're preaching to the choir here because we've talked before, and this is powerful information, and more people, I think, are becoming willing, at least I'm hoping, are becoming willing to hear this.
Yes, because you know what? We've heard this from some of the teachers. Once the student is ready, the teacher appears.
Uh-huh.
You see? And see, nothing happens. See, nothing can be so until the mind is ready. And I believe it might have been Quimby that might have said that. I'm not sure. But all things be so once the mind be ready. How ready are you in mind? And when you get ready in mind, you start seeing the results in life. I tell people in our meetings, and we teach out of this in the Laws of Thinking, where we tell people, say, do you want to know your future? They all raise their hand. Yes, I want to know my future. I want to know your future. So I'm going to teach you how you can know your future in 5 minutes. And they're ready. I said, you write this down. I said, look at your friends. Your friends are a prophecy of what you are becoming. Because mm-hmm. all of the people that are in your life, they are really your thoughts outpictured.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
right.
You create your environment. You create your habitation. You are the creators of your world. You are co-creators. You are creating every minute with thoughts that is already resonant on the inside of your being.
And what would you say, what will you say, what do you say to those who come to you and challenge that?
I would tell them, look at their world and look at their thoughts. It matches.
And, of course, if they're not willing to, they're just not ready yet.
Then they're in denial, and guess what? And they live in a world that keeps denying them.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Bishop, your material is so powerful and profound, and I am personally so glad you've come out with this. It's just more information to help more and more people become aware, open
yes.
their eyes and become aware of their part. We're all part of this process.
Yes, we are, and we are all interconnected, whether we like it or not, we are all connected. And I think that's one of the things that we have to learn on this planet is that we're all connected. We're all one, whether we like it or not. And guess what? We have to work with that oneness, and the pain is when we become disconnected.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, Bishop, if there were a major lesson in here in your book that you really want people to get, could it really be just one?
Well, sure, there could be, because from the one, you're going to start connecting to the others.
Mm.
If you get the book, The Laws of Thinking, I mean, you go on Amazon right now and get it, or go to my website, bishopjordan.com, which will open you up to a whole world. The one law is the law of passion. I found about 70-80% of people don't like the work that they do. They get up in the morning and go to work, and they go to work for the wrong reason. They go to work for money
mm-hmm.
because they got to go get the money so they can pay their bills. Well, we teach in the law of passion. Once you find your passion, Gail, you will never work another day in your life again.
That's right, because you're just having a wonderful time and making a living in the process.
Exactly. And then guess what? Money now comes as a reward for you finding your passion.
Isn't that a great thought, folks?
It is. I mean, we tell people don't go get a job, a J-O-B. What is a J-O-B? Just over broke.
Oh, I like that. I hadn't heard that before.
Yes, and we tell people don't be a slave to a wage. And as long as you are working for slave wages, it means you are not on daily bread. And this book here, The Laws of Thinking, help people to come into a realm where they can start to materialize the success that they are given to manifest, and they can do it just through the law of passion. Once you locate your passion, Gail, you have located your wealth.
I so get that. Doing these interviews is the passion that had been missing in my life, and I have a wonderful time doing these.
Yes.
And I meet the most amazing people and talk about the most amazing things and get to participate in connecting listeners to information like yours. It's wonderful.
And I have in my book here one of the laws, passion plus purpose, purpose plus action equals prosperity. And this is all right here out of my book, The Laws of Thinking. And I tell you, a person that is without the book haven't begun living yet.
Wow. Well, Bishop, your material, your book sounds fabulous, and I can hardly wait to get my copy of it. And, you know, we're getting close, believe it or not. This always surprises me and dismays me when we get right up to the end. But it's important before we end this that if you would please tell the audience again your website.
Yes, my website is bishopjordan.com. That's B-I-S-H-O-P, Jordan. J-O-R-D-A-N, bishopjordan.com. Just think of Michael Jordan becoming a bishop.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Bishopjordan.com, B-I-S-H-O-P-J-O-R-D-A-N. And they go to bishopjordan.com. Not only can they order the book from there, but they'll also be able to stop at the 24-hour video streaming and watch the Company of Prophets and myself all teaching all 20 chapters out of the Laws of Thinking.
Oh, wonderful.
And we tell people, say, listen, someone get Oprah's attention. Get other people's attention. Tell them that the secret, there's more than just the law of attraction. attraction. I'll give them 20 more so they don't have to wait for the prequels and sequels. They
there
can
we
start
go.
Getting it right now. I got the cliff notes right here in the Laws of Thinking.
Well, somewhere within her being, Oprah has figured this part out, and she's also demonstrating for the rest of us how, you know, how, what kind of wonderful things you can do with such accumulation of wealth as she has and is doing.
Oh, yes. And, you know, she's operated in all of these laws,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure she knows it, but speaking to the masses, she has to break it down and say, these are the steps that has got to take, you know, you have to take,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, Oprah is no way a dummy or no way a fool, but I think that she has recognized that, you know what, it's time now with people going into foreclosures,
mm-hmm.
people are looking at their scarcity in the economy. There's no scarcity. The only scarcity there is in your mind. You need to start operating in a law of attraction so that you can attract the good that you really feel that you want to have, because the world behind your eyes have got to become more real than the world that is before your eyes.
Well, that's right. And it does take leaps of faith, but after all, that's what spirituality and religious unfolding is about.
Yes. And that's why when we start to become awakened, see, once the mind has been expanded, it cannot go back to the original size.
That's right. That's right. And you know, move forward. Just keep moving forward.
Yes.
Well,
I also teach out of the Laws of Thinking here, you must mentalize it before you can materialize it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And see, and that's where you begin to, and we'll learn that in the Law of Mind. And all of these laws are right here. They're significant. And they're not new. This is the thing. They're not new. I've taken scriptures and put them together. One of the things I found out was that the rich think differently from the poor.
That's right.
And the only thing that makes the rich rich and the poor poor is that they think differently.
That's exactly right.
One thinks from a realm of scarcity, another thinks from the realm of abundance.
That's right. There's no wall between the two that one group is forbidden to cross over.
Exactly. I tell people in my meetings all the time that poverty is just wealth asleep.
Oh, that I've not heard that before, but that really fits.
Yeah. Poverty is wealth asleep. Then what is wealth? Wealth is poverty put to sleep.
Ha-ha.
And so how do you become wealthy? How do you put poverty to sleep? Get my book. It's right here in the Laws of Thinking.
Perfect. And where can they get your book? Amazon.com?
Go right to Amazon.com. They need to start ordering it right now. They just reprinted a bunch of books. Could you believe it? The first month, we went out of stock.
Great.
The book was just taken off. And right now, we just got to spread the word. People need to get the books. And we got some people that are buying several copies at a time and upgrading their friends by saying, read this book, because they want friends that are starting to think differently so that they can walk into the reward that God has for them.
That's right. Support each other in the process. And I'm
yes.
so glad you said that, because I was going to say, of course, this interview is going to be posted to your author's page on www.insidescooplive.com, and reader views and your website, bishopjordan.com, will have links to this interview. And I do want to encourage everyone out there to get this book. Get it for yourselves, get it for your friends and your family members, and begin to take this to heart. This is thought, this is material, this is actually a toolbox for
yeah.
how to begin to shift the manifestations in your own lives.
Yeah, and that shift comes through a shift in consciousness.
Absolutely. And Bishop, I want to thank you so much, not only for joining me today, but for what you're doing to help get this information out into the hands of those who are starving for it.
Yes. And thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share with your audience out of this new book, The Laws of Thinking, and I hope I'll be able to come back more and share with y'all some others, like the Law of Spirit. Because most people don't even know that they're spirit. They think that they are their body, and we tell people to say all the time, my body is not me.
That's right. Bishop, thank you so much for joining me today. And audience, thank you for tuning in to this segment of Inside Scoop Live. Until the next time, bye.